And we appreciate your prayer throughout this week that the Lord would meet with us and help us. We do need the Lord's grace and help. Tonight I want to like to start out with a story of David and Goliath in the book of 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. It's a familiar story, but it's an inspiring one also. 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter and the 17th verse. We'll start reading. And Jesse said unto David his son, take now for thy brethren an ephah of the parched corn and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp to thy brethren. And carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their 1,000, and look how thy brethren fare, and take their pledge. Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with the keeper, and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to the fight, and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage, and ran into the army, and came and saluted his brethren. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words. And David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him, and were sore afraid. And the men of Israel said, have ye seen this man that is come up? Surely to defy Israel is he come up. And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches, and will give him his daughter, and make his father's house free in Israel. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine, and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answered him after this manner, saying, so shall it be done to the man that killeth him. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. And David said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? And he turned back from him toward another, and spake after the same manner, and the people answered him again after the former manner. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. You remember, David was not sent, wasn't there on his own. His father had sent him. And I believe David recognized there was something. I don't think maybe when he left home he knew what was going to happen or what the circumstance was going to be. But I believe he saw God's hand, and he felt God's hand, and he had had God's hand in his life. David had. And to me, this is just like the enemy. Many times the enemy will say, you're not able. You're not able to fight this giant. You're not able to do this. You're not able to do that. You better just stay put. And when we look at our own strength and our own abilities, you know, we're just like the armies of Israel. We're just standing back too. This is a giant. Compared to me and compared to my abilities, I can't do it either. if David would have been just looking at himself, he would have been the same way. He would have been fearful. But he had his eyes on the Lord. He had a recognition that God was going to be with him, that God was going to bless him, and God was going to help him overcome this giant. Now, we don't face giants. We're not in a carnal warfare. But I want to tell you, there's some giants that we're going to face in life that are a lot bigger than what we are and are a lot greater, and they'll laugh at us in the face, so to speak, and say, you're not going to make it. Your end is here. There are many giant things that come up in life, let me tell you. But the Lord wants us this evening to be assured and have a faith and a confidence in Him that He is well able to meet the giants in our life. The things that look impossible to us are not impossible with God. Humanly speaking, yes, they're impossible. With God, no. All things are possible. It's the way with David. If David would have went out there in his own ability, that was an impossibility. What are the odds of him hitting a target? A moving target. This guy's forehead. And sink a stone in. The odds wouldn't be very good. But David had something deeper. David had a confidence that God had been working in his life. He had a confidence that this wasn't him. And this is what he brings out here. I wanted to mention this. Let's drop on down. Well, first Saul tried to put his armor on him, and that wasn't going to work. He hadn't tried that before. And I think sometimes in our own human understanding, Lord help us tonight, in our humanity, sometimes we try to help the Lord out on our terms. Sometimes we try to help the Lord and things that we haven't tried or proven. And God wants us. I thought about Abraham and Sarah. You remember they didn't have a child? God had promised them a child. And they waited, and then what happened? They thought God needed a little bit of help, didn't they? That's what I'm talking about tonight. Sometimes in our own human understanding, we've got to even up the odds a little bit here. We got to balance this out a little bit. But David's faith and confidence was in God. And he goes on, he mentions, he said, down in verse 45, it said, "Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth." David, and he said, "And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear." So many times we look at our abilities. Folks, it's not our ability tonight. It's what God can do when we put ourselves into His hands. Our abilities get us nowhere within themselves. It's God working through us. And the Lord wants to work through us, and He wants to help us. He goes on, it said, "And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose," verse 48, "he drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slang it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into the forehead and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. David overcame Goliath, something that was impossible within himself to do. But because he trusted in the name of the Lord, he said, I come to you. He realized he didn't have it. You know, I believe tonight, I know David slung a stone before. I believe he had practiced slinging stones. But he wasn't trusting in that. He wasn't trusting in his ability to do it. He said, you're coming to me with all of this armament and all these things that you've got. And I want to say, the devil looks big sometimes. The devil's got a lot of armament. The devil's got a lot of strongholds that we fight against and that we come against sometimes. But he said, I come to you in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord I come and I'm facing. And I want to challenge us this tonight. That we face our battles. That we face life. That we face our circumstances in the name of the Lord. Not with our own strength. Not with our own ability. But we go in the name of the Lord with the confidence in God. With His Spirit. That He's able to help us to overcome. We need that faith and that confidence. I believe it unleashes the power of God. I believe when David let go of that stone, I believe the Lord took over. I believe the Spirit of the Lord directed that stone right to the spot that it needed. It wasn't David. And that's the way it is with our battles tonight. You know, when things look big and they look giant and they look impossible, by the grace of God, we can overcome. We can be what God wants us to be. We can be victorious. We can bring down strongholds. We can be in the place that God wants us to be. But if we just look at ourselves and our ability, we're going to be like all the army of Israel. We're going to draw back. We're going to pull back. And we're going to fail to face the things that God wants us to face in life. I don't like confrontation. I'm not a person that likes confrontation. But you know, sometimes in life we've got to confront things. Sometimes we've got to confront the enemy. Sometimes we've got to confront people. And Lord, help us not just to always pull back and draw back, but help us to be able to find the Spirit and go in the strength of the Spirit with the knowledge that God is going to be with me. He's going to help me. He's going to give me what I need. And the Lord is faithful to do that if we'll look to Him. But if we put our eyes on the giants and we look at that, boy, I'll tell you, we'll go down quick. If we look at our own abilities, we'll fail. But if we look to Jesus tonight, and we go in the name of the Lord with an active trust, Lord, I believe in your power. I don't see how it's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to work. But I believe in you, and I want to confront what you want me to confront. I want to face what you want me to face. And we'll find the power of God. And it's not us. It won't be us. It won't be you. It will be the Lord working in you. And that's what we want. I thought about Paul and Silas. You remember after they had been beaten and thrown in the inner prison in stocks? What did it say about midnight they began to sing songs? That wasn't Paul and Silas. That wasn't humanly possible. That was Jesus in Paul and Silas. That was the Spirit of God in Paul and Silas. The Spirit of a God is an enabler to enable us to do things that we can't do within ourselves. He's an enabler tonight. He will help us. He will enable us. There is nothing that can stand before us and take us out spiritually. There is no power that the enemy has Sometimes we'll look at situations and we'll think, boy, I'm glad I'm not in his shoes, or I'm glad I'm not in that place. Folks, it doesn't matter tonight what the battle is. It doesn't matter how dark. When the Spirit of the Lord is, we can go through it. I can't in myself. No, I can't. But with the Lord living in me, His Spirit working in me, I can do it. And the enemy likes to threaten us all the time. Just like he said here, the Saul said, you can't, you're a youth. You can't do that. He's a man of war from his youth. You're not able to go. That's what the devil says. You're not able to do it. But faith in God says, by the grace of the Lord, I can do it. I can overcome this mountain in my life. I can overcome this giant hindrance that's hindering me in my spiritual walk. I can overcome it. Not in my own strength, not in my, that's the good news tonight about the gospel. It's not us. It's the Lord working in us. There's a song, and I want to learn this lesson, dear. Pray for me. But there's a song we sing, it says, I have ceased from all my struggling. It's no longer I, but He. Lord, help us just to know how to submit. It's not complicated. It doesn't take a great willpower, our human force. It takes the Spirit of God. Let's get a hold of that Spirit and allow the Spirit to work in us. There's a verse in Proverbs 18:10. It says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. A strong tower. A fortified place. A place of refuge. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. What is that? Is that a strong tower? Is it something literal? It's literal in a sense because it's the Lord. It's the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord. It's not a, you know, a lot of people are digging these big underground tunnels and pits and storing up and stocking up. That's not this tower that he's, stronghold that he's talking about. It said the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And all we have to do is believe and trust in Him. The righteous runneth into it and are safe. There is nothing that can stand before us. There is nothing that the enemy can bring against us that can harm our spiritual lives and put us in the place. God has victory. He has a place that it doesn't matter how many times you failed in that area in the past. Do you believe the gospel? There have been times in my life and I've hit up against something several different times, back up and failed again. That can get a little discouraging. The good news is it's still true. The Spirit of the Lord, that's what we need. When the Spirit of the Lord is there, there's victory. There's help there. And that's what we want. A few years ago, my mother passed away. And I went back from Oregon to Enid to be with my family. And, I was working and hadn't told my dad I was in town, trying to work on arrangements, trying to contact people, and struggling. Anyway, my dad called me on the cell phone, and I saw his name there, and I didn't want to talk to my dad. I was avoiding him. Didn't like conflict. My dad had a great bitterness against my mother. He had said some ugly things through the years that he would do after she passed. And didn't hardly feel like I could deal with it, didn't want to deal with it. I did answer the phone, and I spoke a few words to him. But I didn't stay on there very long, and I got off. But after I got off, that night the Lord began to deal with my heart. Up till 4 o'clock in the morning, He kept bringing scriptures to my mind and kept working with me. And by the time morning came here, I knew my Heavenly Father wanted me to confront my earthly father. So I walked to town where he frequented a place of having his coffee. It was about 2 miles from where I was living. And I came around the corner, and lo and behold, there was his van. I didn't call him, tell him I was coming. I went in and sat down, and we talked and we visited. And after a while, I told him I had a few things I wanted to share with him. I shared some things about my mother that he never realized, that he never knew. And then I shared with him the scriptures that the Lord had given me the night before. I told him, I said, "You're my dad. I want you to come to the funeral." Tears started rolling down his eyes. And he said, "You just put a mountain in front of me." I said, "I know. But I told him I'd save him a seat." And I got up and walked out. Service day. I preached my mother's funeral, which was another battle. I don't think I've ever had such a fierce war waging in my mind and my spirit as I did that whole period. I asked my uncle, I mentioned it to my uncle. He said, "You don't need to preach your mom's funeral. You let someone else take care of that." But I felt like the Lord had given me something for my family. And the day of the funeral, I tell you, I felt like I knew what Daniel felt like being in dental lines. I'll tell you that. But you know, my dad came to the service, and he sat down beside me. And I put my arm around him. All that bitterness. Now my dad, he's not there yet. He's not saved. He still packs his pistol. He's still a rough character. But I believe the bitterness has been broken that he had in his spirit. In his heart. Folks, I know tonight that God can bring down strongholds. He can cast things down that the enemy looks so entrenched. It looks so futile. Looks so hopeless. But God many times will use us by His Spirit, and we can do it. If we're willing to face and we're willing to go in the name of the Lord can work through us. You know, God, I know He deals with people. I remember Him dealing with my heart. When I was unsaved, I remember having conviction. But he also uses people to work with people. And sometimes we shy back. Sometimes we're afraid to confront. We need the Spirit of the Lord. We need to go in the name of the Lord. He said, not by might. I want to get that scripture. Zechariah, the 4th chapter. Zechariah, the 4th chapter. The 6th verse, he said, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain. And he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. Zerubbabel was coming back to build the temple. There were so many impossibilities. There were so many obstacles. It was like a great overwhelming mountain to them. But he said, who art thou, O great mountain, before my child? Who art thou? I'll ride you down to a plain. My children's going to pass over you. Do we believe that tonight? Not just that the Lord's able to bless so-and-so and help them, but the Lord wants to bless me. He wants me to overcome. He wants me to confront the enemy. He wants me to face opposition. He wants me to fill in the gaps. And the Spirit of the Lord can do that. Young people, I want to encourage you. Don't be afraid to pray in public. Don't say, when I get to be an adult. David was a youth. Don't say, when I get older, I'll testify and I'll do more for the Lord. Oh, the Lord wants to use you now. It says, from the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength. It's not, you know, we think when I get older, I'll have more wisdom, I'll have greater understanding. That's not what the Lord wants. He just wants faith and trust in Him. He just wants somebody that's willing to step out and to go in His name. Do you feel like you're not able? I feel that way too many times within myself. And we're not. The truth is, we're not. But the Spirit is an enabler. It's not just because it fits in with the natural abilities. It's the Spirit of God moving and giving us power and giving us strength. There's nothing that God wants to stand. This mountain that was here before them, He was trying to encourage. This message was from Zechariah to Zerubbabel. To encourage him. Not by your might, not by your strength, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. The Lord has all power tonight. And He is an enabler. He can help us tonight. He can strengthen us. He can cause us to write. He can cause us to do things that I won't do in my own human self. The Lord help us tonight to go in the name of the Lord. When those giants come up before us, Let's go in the name of the Lord. Maybe spend some more time in prayer. But get a hold of the Spirit and then go. Go in the name of the Lord. You can do it. We can do it. We can be faithful to God. We can be a faithful witness. It's not our human abilities. It's God working through us. It's God living in us. Lord, help us tonight and encourage us. I don't know what all of our mountains are. I've had some mountains in my life. I've had some big mountains. I know you have too. I know you've had some real struggles. Because I know you're human. And there's a temptation sometimes to give up. To quit. Maybe not, we're just not to the point where I'm going to throw everything out and give up the Lord. But sometimes we can be in a place where, I don't know, we're semi-discouraged. I mean, we still come to service. But there's some strongholds there that I'm not really getting past in my spiritual life. You know, sometimes they're right inside here. Sometimes it's our own personality. Sometimes it's the way we've been raised. Sometimes it's the hurts of our past. You know, they'll rise up in our face and laugh at us just like Goliath did. And if we're not careful, we'll be like the armies of Israel. We're still on God's side. But we're not going forward. Lord, help us tonight. Whether the giants are within or whether they're out in front of us, they're no match for the Lord. You know, in the flesh, I could think of a lot of things. Polycarp, he was burned at the stake. In my natural flesh, I wouldn't want to go. I wouldn't want. Who'd raise your hand and do that? Any volunteers? Polycarp was a man just like you and I was. But the Spirit enabled him to do something above the human. And the Spirit can do that for us too. It's not me and my willpower. My willpower won't withstand those kind of flames. But the Spirit of God will enable me. He'll give me something just like He did Paul and Silas. He'll give us something. Folks, it doesn't matter what the future holds. If we've got the Spirit of the Lord, we'll go through it. Live or die. Victoriously. Let's be faithful. Let's go. Let's be challenged to face those giants in the name of the Lord tonight. Maybe you failed. Maybe you failed over and over and over. I don't care how many times you failed tonight. The giant's right there to laugh at you and throw it up in your face. You can do it. Not by your strength. The Spirit of the Lord can enable you. I'm thankful for that tonight. We have the Lord on our side. Let's go in the name of the Lord with confidence. that God will bless us and meet us. He will. Those that have gone before us, He's the Lord has brought His children through many different things. Stephen, when Stephen was being stoned, I wouldn't want to go through that in my flesh. But he lifted up his eyes and he saw Jesus, didn't he? I don't even know if he felt the stones. I guess I can't really say. But I know the Spirit of God has enabled people to do things that... And he prayed, Father, forgive them. That's humanly impossible in the natural man. But by the Spirit of the Lord, it's possible. Isn't that good news tonight? Because if you're like me, I don't feel like I've got much ability. And I've made lots of mistakes, lots of blunders. But the Lord is able to enable me. And I'm encouraged tonight to go, not in me, to go in the name of the Lord. Because God can do it. Don't forget, God can do it. Amen. Pray for me.